Welcome to Bullships, where we use pop culture to initiate conversations, call out the myths portrayed in entertainment, and empower listeners with information to improve relationships. We're your hosts, Kelly and Stephanie. Hello and welcome to episode 35, Happily Ever Single Again. Big Sean, new jam that I heard on the radio. They said mental health in the song. So I know, of
you
course.
You have to tell them why we even came up with this song.
Yeah, I was in my car and I'm still one of probably the few people that still listen to the radio, I feel like.
I'm in your corner too.
And and turned it on, like, the first two lines, there was something, and I didn't even know who it was, and it mentioned something about mental health, and I looked at my phone, because my phone tells me what's near me, song-wise, and so I was like, oh, Single Again, Big Sean, haven't heard of this, don't know what it's about, but obviously if they say mental health in it, it's going to be a song I love. Exactly, so, like I always do, texted Kelly and was like, hey, there's this song, don't know what it's about, haven't heard it, but I think this is going to be our next topic, and here we are.
It's crazy. So when you said that, I was like, yeah, cool, it sounds like a good idea, and I was listening to it, I'm like, damn, Stephanie, you picked up, like, on a good song, because it's just full of, like, really good content of course, we're going to break down today.
Exactly, and so, not only is it a catchy song, but I also feel like one of the reasons why it stood out, not only because they mentioned mental health, but also I feel like songs are usually, like, extremes. Like, either, you know, like what he mentions, like, I don't fuck with you is one of, you know, it's like one extreme. And then there's the other extreme of, like, we're so in love and everything's so great and, like, we're going to stay like this forever and build up the kind of this realistic expectation. And then when I heard this song and the more I started listening to it, the single again, it had, like you were saying, a lot of just real topics that I was like, oh, yeah, let's highlight this because This is more accurate than I feel like I've heard, you know, compared to a lot of songs that sometimes are out there.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool because we go through, like, a journey with him. Obviously, there's a breakup that happens, and first he talks about the, like, old patterns that he gets stuck in, which is kind of what we're going to talk about first, but he talks about how when he is broken up with somebody, he instantly kind of avoids the feelings that he's having and goes and tries to rebound with somebody else. I mean, what a common tale, right? Yes. That this is kind of what we do to avoid the pain that we're in from the sadness of a breakup.
I mean,
breakups are supposed to be sad. They're not supposed to be. Yeah. I mean, it's a change, and maybe it's for the better, but that doesn't mean that it still doesn't create a lot of pain.
Yeah. You know? And even, you know, the title of Single Again, you know, it can have so much behind it. You know, it could be, you know, single again and, oh no, this is bad, you know, but I don't know. I don't think that's the overall message of this song.
Right.
So without further ado, let's just dive into it because, like you said, there is a lot, and we'll probably go on a million tangents, but I know you guys will love it, so it's okay. So the first topic that we want to talk about
is we're gonna go through his process, and that's what we're gonna do with, like, describing the song. And one of the things that he talks about is how he needs to realize kind of the faulty patterns that he has when he goes through a breakup. And so just even, like, what you were just saying, like, with being single again, in our lives, we're going to have breakups. Like, I mean, unless you're one of the very, very few that meets the love of your life and you stay together forever and ever, that is not something that is common. So we will all go through relationships. And I think it's really important to, I mean, we're all go through breakups. And so it'll be really important to understand what that process looks like and try to do it in a healthy way so you're not stuck in patterns. Like, he said something about being stuck in, like, going back to kind of the other, the old ways.
Yeah, so he talks about, you know, new relationships feeling like deja vus.
Yeah,
so basically,
right.
You know, that even though he's getting into new relationships, they're feeling exactly the same. And that should be a kind of, not red flag, but a sign for you of, like, you know, being able to see if I'm going into these same patterns.
Yeah.
You know, what's actually happening? Like, what are the things that maybe I'm looking for in a person that's attracting these certain types of people into my life? Or what is very hard for all of us is, what am I doing? You know, what is, right, what is my pattern that maybe is making these, all these relationships kind of look the same?
So that's the kind of, that's the thing that really stood out to me, mm-hmm, is that why do I, like what he's saying in the song, why do I keep going back to this type of pattern that, mm-hmm, I have? Because it doesn't make me feel good. Mm-hmm. I end up with the same chick anyways, mm-hmm, and I feel very stuck. Mm-hmm. And what it looks like he might be doing is kind of blaming the other person, mm-hmm, and not taking personal responsibility for his own healing process, yes, let's say. And I get it. Like I was saying, breakups suck, and they're, mm-hmm, hard. And I, mm-hmm, think anytime any of us feel a difficult negative emotion, a lot of us want to escape it. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to really look at, maybe, do I have an insecurity? Mm-hmm. Am I afraid? Mm-hmm. Am I angry? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I don't want to deal with any of these crazy emotions.
No.
Let me go call up Susie, who, yeah, I'm, you know, very familiar with,
yes,
you know,
and who likes me no matter what.
Right, right.
But you're right. I mean, it can be, and there's reasons for that. I mean, holding up a mirror to yourself, yeah, and almost pointing out, like, the ways, you know, maybe you fall short can be hard for people.
Totally.
You know, especially if, you know, self-esteem isn't great. Those, like, ways, mm-hmm, that we don't, you know, live up to how we want to be perceived, you know, can be very hard for people. Mm-hmm. And so, like you said, of, you know, avoiding it sometimes feels better, but in the moment, but then in the long,
yeah,
run,
right,
like Big Sean says, like, it's going to be the same pattern.
The same
over
pattern.
And, over again.
And even something that he says too is suggesting with this person he's breaking up with is, what if we just remain friends? Mm-hmm. And you and I were kind of saying, ooh,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, maybe, I guess there are some people that are able to do that, but,
yeah,
for the most part, what do you think that suggests?
So I can,
friends,
look at it in two ways. One is, I think the way we were talking about, of like, you know, I think sometimes to avoid hurting the other person's feelings,
mm-hmm,
we say, let's stay friends, when really,
right,
like, nah, like, that's not going to happen,
right,
you know? Or, you know, you try and there's so many complicated feelings and it sometimes makes it worse. So there's that part. The other part I also think about is this idea of, you know, in order to work on myself, I need to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, there could be some situations where that's the case, where,
mm-hmm,
you know, you do need to be alone because you got to work on, like, things that just involve you.
Right.
Sometimes there are relational issues or relational challenges that, in order to get over them, you have to be in a relationship with somebody. You,
mm-hmm,
know, like, yes, you can learn everything about conflict resolution,
mm-hmm,
but if that person isn't, you know, joining you in the pattern or learning new things or being like, okay, instead of yelling, we're going to talk about things like this, you know, then, you know, it's hard, I guess,
mm-hmm,
you know, if you're just doing it alone. So I sometimes am, you know, not conflicted, that sounds,
mm-hmm,
so intense, but, like, I sometimes think, like, I think you can still work on yourself while being part of a relationship as long as somebody's, like, willing to go on that journey,
right,
with you. So those are my thoughts regarding, like, being friends with somebody.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
I think being friends with somebody is, as long as you're being honest, I guess,
mm-hmm,
about it. If you're not just trying to be friends because you're too afraid to say, I don't want to be with you anymore, or if you want to be friends because you're too afraid of, like, really letting go, because,
yeah,
maybe you're the one feeling, like, rejected or broken,
mm-hmm,
up with, you got to be careful with that. But if you do decide to be friends, yeah, that could be a great opportunity to learn how to effectively communicate,
mm-hmm,
recognize patterns within yourself that,
mm-hmm,
can help you be better maybe for your next relationship. But I agree with the notion that you don't necessarily have to be alone to build relational skills,
mm-hmm,
or build, you know,
yeah,
what you can, it's good to,
yeah,
work with somebody else during,
yeah,
that process.
Absolutely.
So as we kind of see that Big Sean is going through this realization that, oh shit, like, I'm stuck,
yeah,
in this pattern, I'm going back to these chicks, I'm trying to, like, be friends with them, but I don't really want to be friends with them,
yeah,
he starts to realize, like, this is not a good place to be, like,
yeah,
this is not working for,
yeah,
me. I feel unsatisfied,
yeah,
my relationships keep ending the same way, probably because,
mm-hmm,
I haven't learned to grow. So he starts to do some self-reflecting,
mm-hmm,
and figures out, oh, I know, I need to learn to love myself,
mm-hmm,
before I can learn to really be the best version of myself for a partner that I have coming into my life. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about next. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think his transition to that part, you know, like you said, it's kind of like, okay, let's just call up these girls, or let's just, you know, let's just stay friends. Mm-hmm. And then he starts talking about like, hey, actually these, you know, relationships are all the same. And then he starts saying, maybe it's me. Yeah. Like, maybe it's, you know, it's easy to blame everyone else. But actually, maybe it's me. And that's the moment where you said, you know, kind of starts being introspective of himself to find out, like, what am I doing? Or what is it that I need to, you know, be in a relationship with myself? Yeah. So, again, I just like the how it all...
you see his growth.
Yeah, you see his growth.
You see the personal growth, but... Yeah, and it's just... It's neat that somebody... I mean... I think we all need to do that. I remember having that realization myself, you know, that there's, I can blame all these other people all day long for them hurting me or whatever. But in all reality, I need to take a look at myself and figure out maybe I'm picking the wrong guy or maybe I need to learn to love myself a little bit so that I can see what good deserved love means. And so it's really cool to see him kind of evolve into, let me figure out what that looks like for myself. And he doesn't necessarily go into how he does it. But I've created some ideas of what that might look like. And one of the first important ones that I think when in this journey of learning to love ourselves or learning to be in a relationship with ourselves, because let's be honest, we will always be with ourselves. We will live the rest of our lives with ourselves. Why don't we learn to get to know who we are a little bit and be understanding of the things that we go through? And so I think first and foremost is you have to be aware of what your emotions even are and be kind and letting yourself experience those. You know, like we were talking about before, a lot of times blame is pointing the finger at somebody else. Well, when you point your finger at somebody else, you got three fingers pointing right back at you. I love that line. I love when people say it. I love when I say it. I just, it's so good because that's the only thing you really have control over. So be honest with some of these difficult emotions. I think it's going to be your first step towards loving yourself.
Yeah, and I think the concept of loving yourself sometimes can be hard or confusing, or like you said.
I think so too.
Yeah, like you said of... you know, you're with yourself for your whole life, and so sometimes I think it's easy to think, you know, you're one in the same, that there it really is no relationship, you know, because you're the same person. You just are. Exactly. Right. It's this very, like, existential, like, who are we kind of conversation. But when you think about it, like, you have a voice in your head that is talking to you, and you know, so... all of that impacts, all the little things that we may not think impact us as people, like, really does. And we have to understand that that voice that comes, you know, that is in our head is something that is usually created, like, from childhood. It's what, you know, maybe how parents spoke to us, experiences that we had, messages that we've been told about life. So, you know, that... although it feels like this is us, it's something that was created. It's something that was there. And so almost like what you said, you know, it's you can...
just be honest with it first and foremost. And ask yourself the questions, you know, what kind of messages did I get? What is this voice inside of my head saying? And I think another component of loving yourself is being honest with what those things that you're saying to yourself are. And then are those good? Are they kind? Are they understanding? Do you treat yourself like you would treat a good friend of yours? You know, I think about that often. Like, we would never, unless you're a horrible friend, you would never say, like, oh, you're ugly, you're stupid, like, oh my God, get over yourself, like, you don't understand anything. We don't say that to our friends. So those are important relationships. If the relationship with ourselves is something that's supposed to be important, why do we neglect it so much, you know, and avoid, you know, some of these feelings? So,
and again, going back to that feeling like that is just you and forgetting that, you know, that was something that was put within us. And as an adult, we can make that decision of changing it. That's it's hard because you are probably combating many, many, many years of what's been told to you. But it's possible. It just takes your decision to you know, like you said, I'm going to be kinder to myself because I deserve it.
Yes. And if you're, but if you're kind, think about that. If you're kind to yourself, what is that going to project about your overall self? Mm-hmm. You're going to be more willing to hang out with people that also think along the same lines mm-hmm. as you. You're going to have a more positive outlook on mm-hmm. life. You're going to be more forgiving of yourself yeah. when you do kind of stumble yeah. in a relationship or yeah. whatever we stumble on in life. Yeah. Like once you're able to kind of have some of those characteristics that you start giving, like your the yeah. relationship with yourself, yeah. think about how that projects to other people yeah. and what a great partner you can be for somebody, mm-hmm. you know?
And how it can even protect you. Like, you'll notice even more so when somebody doesn't treat you well and you're like, whoa.
Right.
Why am I going to be in this
relationship? No longer is that comfortable,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because, mm-hmm. you know, because I treat myself so well.
That's right.
Like,
amen,
how come you're
sister?
Not doing it.
That's exactly right. One of the other things, too, that Big Sean talks about in here is he brings up, and we're just going to briefly touch on this because I think both of us can deeply go into how yeah. our families affect us in relationships. But one of the self-reflective questions that Big Sean asks is, what was it like growing up with a single parent? Mm-hmm. And what insecurities did my mom show within mm-hmm. herself that maybe I picked up on or maybe mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. like modeled after yeah. and then only knowing the love of a single parent and what does that mean? So he's mm-hmm. asking himself these really Big Sean survived it. He went through it. He didn't yeah. really put too much thought into it until he started to put much thought into it mm-hmm. and he's starting to build this relationship with himself. He has to go back and ask himself those questions like mm-hmm. what kind of impact did that have mm-hmm. on me, you know?
What shaped my view of relationships?
Exactly.
Like, why do I have these insecurities? Why mm-hmm. do I have these feelings? Why? And again, I mean, there's been also, I don't know if it's particularly in this song, but there's also times where people do break up with people because it feels good, you know, where that's sometimes scary, too.
Right.
Of like, ooh, I'm not used to a relationship that's going so well, and so that's scary.
Oh, like they sabotage because
yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's that too, and so wondering, you know,
why
what the impact? Yeah, the why?
Yeah.
And like we were saying, a lot of what we get relationship wise, comes from our attachments. Mm-hmm. You know, from when we were kiddos, and so, you know, him asking those questions again, I'm like, yo, did your like therapist help? Like, go write this song.
I know, right?
Or something, because it's really good deep dive.
Big Sean did some yeah. work. He did some work in this 3 minutes.
Granted,
song.
I do not know if he's seeing a therapist or anything, but I don't know. They're talking about attachment stuff. It's a little.
There's somebody in there in his life, unless he's
in his circle.
Read a lot of books or
totally,
something like that.
Totally.
Which is great yeah. though, because then I think, you know, if somebody who can reach the masses like this and mm-hmm. kind of take maybe some shame out
yeah.
of the self-reflection piece.
Absolutely.
I think just being a man, there's always this, like, this idea that they can't express emotions in a vulnerable way. And then
yep.
here he goes. And that's what he starts with. Like,
yep.
I forget emotions. Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to go sleep around.
Yep.
Oh, wait, never mind. I need to figure out myself so that I can
yeah.
be the best version of myself
yep.
for somebody else. And
yeah.
You go, Big Sean.
I know. What next?
Well, I was like, I feel like I could keep talking about this forever and ever and
that's
ever.
I had to change it up. I'm like, what's next?
Yes.
What's
so,
next?
So with Big Sean, so building a relationship with yourself,
yes.
which is something that, well, before we, well, I don't know. One of the things that we always talk about in this on these episodes is what is the bullshit advice
mm-hmm.
that is happening with this song.
Yeah.
And one of the things that is at the beginning is to get over somebody, you have to get under somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You've all heard it. Y'all have done it. And so is that the best thing to do when you're in a relationship? And
yeah.
we're calling out bullshit. You
yeah.
know, of course not. As we've kind of discussed, that is only an avoidance tactic. You are ignoring some pain that you likely have within yourself that you need to address. Don't be afraid to do that. So then with that being said, did you want to say anything more about that? Or can we roll that right into what y'all need to do?
Yeah.
So instead of getting under somebody, people,
mm-hmm.
we are going to ask you, how have you built a relationship with yourself so that you don't avoid those difficult emotions of a breakup and instead figure out who you are and
mm-hmm.
what you want and what does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that, you know, the concept of self-love, again, can sometimes be confusing, but really it is just whatever you feel like you need to, like you were saying, form that relationship with yourself. You know, I think when I kind of was going through a breakup, actually, and had to do the whole, like, you know, self-love piece, not knowing what it was, I wrote myself, like, affirmations on Post-it notes. Mm-hmm. I put those on the door, mm-hmm. and before I, like, left, I would read them to myself. Yep. Of course, in the beginning, you're just like, what kind of bullshit is this? Like, right. I'm sitting there, not really believing it, like, mm-hmm. okay, I am amazing. I write my story, you know. I wish I could remember more that I had on there, but I had a lot. I had maybe, like, 8 or 10 or so, and I would read all of them, and... And, you know, when you start a new process, it does feel weird. You know, you haven't really spoken to yourself in that way, where it does feel a little bit odd. But after a while, it became the norm. And then, you know, I think sometimes people can look at self-care as, like, massages or all these things, you know. I mean, I think for me, it was. Like, I mean, I love massages, so mm-hmm. I think that was a self-care thing for me, but also, like, moving my body, so, like, yoga and things like that. It may not be for everyone. For some people, it's eating well. For some people, it's, deep diving into their life, going to therapy, you know, kind of that, like, physical, emotional, mental well-being. But it really is whatever you want. So there isn't any rules. There isn't anything. Just what you feel like you need to take care of yourself now. I mean, it sounds a little bit weird, but it's almost like, you know, parenting yourself now, like voice, being that support that maybe you didn't get mm-hmm. when you were younger, but now you can give it to yourself.
Right. That's it. As I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, okay, this is, we're asking you to be in a relationship with yourself. Mm-hmm. Anytime you're in a relationship with anybody, there's certain qualities that make that relationship unique. Mm-hmm. So maybe with this girlfriend, you go out to eat. Mm-hmm. Maybe with this girlfriend, you go out and you exercise or you mm-hmm. do yoga. You'll recognize that there are some good, just like the things that you do with a relationship with other people. Think about how you can do that with yourself. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm making that come across clearly.
It's true, right? Like, take yourself on dates.
I know, that's and so what does that look like for you? Like, for some people, like you were saying, maybe that means getting yourself on a schedule, mm-hmm. just being kind to yourself, putting mm-hmm. Post-its all over your house, maybe mm-hmm. having some time to journal or reflect, maybe going on a hike that you haven't mm-hmm. been wanting to do because nobody will go with you. Like, do the things that you would do with your friend who is now yourself.
Yes, exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, it does. Hopefully that makes sense to all of y'all. But yeah, no, it is. It really is. I mean, like what you would do with anyone else, just yourself, you know, and you know, paying attention to what you really like. I think sometimes we can also, you know, sometimes lose ourselves in just the world and what the world is telling us we need to do, that you can actually sit there, reflect, and be like, you know what? I like, I don't know, ice cream sandwiches. Yeah. And I'm just going to go and get one of myself.
I don't want to eat kale salads anymore. I just want to go have an ice cream
sandwich. I don't
even
like kale. Exactly, you know, and pay attention to what you really like. Do that. I think another thing that I added that I think was good for me was doing something that scared me at least once a day. I don't know if that was like a self-love thing or just like a challenge or something, but it was like, but
I love that.
It really showed me kind of like I can do it. You know, there's these things that make me nervous, but that you can do it, you know, and I think that helped build up some, you know, kind of confidence in myself.
Oh, definitely. Well, because think about it. If you're afraid to do something, there's mm-hmm. some sort of anxiety mm-hmm. tied to it. The anxiety is likely tied towards something maybe irrational, maybe from your past.
Yes.
And so having those kinds of, I love that. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And it'd be like small things,
put that on the list, people.
It'd be small things. It'd be like, you know, I don't know, like,
I mean,
you know,
I can see just like, hold the door open for somebody or speak up when you're like,
it was like speaking up or, you know, asking somebody a question that maybe,
right,
you know, not that it was intrusive or anything, but just like that you maybe normally wouldn't, to like clarify something, or instead of like chatting with a customer service online, you like call them on the phone, you know, like just random things.
Oh, that's an
things,
excellent one.
But yeah.
If you guys look online, like, so the task that we're giving you guys today is to learn about the relationship you have with yourself and see if it needs any improvement, and what are some things you can do to create a really nice, healthy relationship with you. Mm-hmm. And if you literally Google it online, there will be 9 million articles that'll tell you exactly how to do this. Yeah. And make a decision. It's kind of like dieting. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, cool, you want to be a vegan, or no, you want to be a paleo.
Yeah.
You know, like, how do you kind of piecemeal it together that fits you in a way that you're like, oh, that's a really great idea. Oh, I can leave that idea mm-hmm. behind. But just starting to create what are those characteristics and what are those qualities that you can start implementing in your day-to-day to really learn to love yourself. And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
You know? Let's get something really good.
Are you going to share your list with people?
Oh, well.
So, I was like, I've been so excited
from my compilation of many different articles and things like that I was reading about, what are the qualities of a self-care? I came up with 6 that I think that I like the best. And, you know, you can take or leave it. But the first one is to be kind to yourself. Be kind in the way that you talk to yourself, the way you take care of yourself, if that means the types of foods you eat or the amount of sleep you get or the hygiene that you have. Just be kind to yourself. Number 2 is to be aware of your emotions. So if you're feeling some sort of way, ask yourself why. Where is that coming from? Kind of like what Stephanie was saying, when you have some anxiety with a situation, mm-hmm. challenge yourself. Why am I having anxiety mm-hmm. here, and what can I do to overcome that? Mm-hmm. Be honest with what your emotions are so you can really get to know your true self.
Yep.
Be open to change. Mm-hmm. So if you are anxious about, let's say, taking your food back at a restaurant, and you are going to challenge yourself to do that, be open to that change that might happen. It's going to feel a little bit different. 4, be around healthy people. Be around, mm-hmm. I was going to say like-minded people, but then I worried, well, what if you're in a weird place and you're not really, you want to kind of challenge yourself to grow to be a better mm-hmm. person? So I kind of mixed that up and said, be around people that are healthy, mm-hmm. that are also striving towards the same life that mm-hmm. you are. Mm-hmm. 5 is set personal goals for yourself. This has been something that has been so important in my life from as probably as long as I can remember, as being like even a little kid. If they can be small goals, like I'm going to get 8 hours of sleep tonight, to big goals, this is what career I want, or mm-hmm. this is the college I want to go to, or this is the place I want to live, or something like that, you know. So setting personal goals, I think, keeps us motivated. It also helps us, it can empower ourselves. Mm-hmm. It can also build self-confidence because we are worth it to set these goals for ourselves. We deserve them. And then 6 is practice optimism. I mean, this mm-hmm. is like in my freaking bones.
Yeah.
I just think it's important to try to look at life with a glass half full or whatever. Because why not?
Yeah.
We only got one life to live.
Exactly.
Why not try to look at the positive sides of it? So
exactly.
those are my 6.
Mm-hmm.
Take them or leave them.
Yeah.
Use them as a skeleton
exactly.
for you trying to create yours. But
exactly.
yeah, so they're...
Or like I think, you said, practicing the process of like hearing what's out there. Like
yeah.
we mentioned a couple of things on this pod. Pick what you feel like you're drawn to and leave the rest. And, you know, this is your own journey to... you know, love yourself.
Yeah.
So
just
exactly.
Just like we talk about with people in relationships,
yeah.
like marital relationships, y'all are grown-ups. You can make whatever decisions you want. You can make with this relationship what you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Same goes for yourself. Y'all
mm-hmm.
get to make your own decisions. This is the best part about being a human.
Yes.
Is that we get to do these things. As
yeah.
long as it's healthy and you're being honest and authentic, you go.
Exactly.
You go
and
do your thing.
And so since you're going to be listening to this on a holiday, you have even more time to practice.
Look at that.
To practice self-love. So let us know on social media what you decide to do.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely be there to celebrate with you. But with that being said.
And go listen to Big Sean single
and
again.
Go listen to
and
Big
Google
Sean.
His image too. He's kind of fine.
Thanks, Kelly, for the
just
look
some
for the look update. Yes. Well, thanks again for listening, and have a great holiday, and we will see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode of Bullships, please head over to your podcast player to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Disclaimer: the information and resources contained in this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not intended to assess, diagnose, or treat any medical and/or mental health condition. The use of this podcast does not imply nor establish any type of therapist-client relationship. Furthermore, the information obtained from this podcast should not be considered a substitute for a thorough medical and/or mental health evaluation by an appropriately credentialed and licensed professional.